You even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for victory.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem und the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. Und my second favorite part? The cowboys und the horses. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
it's Paul Powell?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hurricane Ian is back at it. It has made landfall in South Carolina just a little bit ago. We'll keep you updated throughout the afternoon on what's going on. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, now that Ian has moved away and gone up the coast to South Carolina, Governor Ron DeSantis was on Fox last night talking about the needs of his state after Hurricane Ian. Here it is.
It's going to be put to use. I don't think we've ever seen an effort mobilized for this many rescues this quickly, but we appreciate it, and we will make good use of it. We want people to be safe. Those who have who are in need of life support right now, help is on the way. What they were able to do is look to see where the areas that were the hardest hit and they've been focusing assets there. So obviously the barrier islands, but then you also have places along these different inlets and different rivers where people said the water was rising. They were calling into the county or calling 911. And so they have a pretty good sense of where those calls were coming from, and they're focusing their rescue efforts on those areas that were most hard hit. And again, I just want to thank the urban search and rescue teams, the National Guard, the state resources, and the Coast Guard for not waiting around, but going in there and understanding that time is of the essence and we got a lot of people we need to help. For those looking to help, people say, what can we do? Well, the First Lady is spearheading our efforts with Volunteer Florida to activate the Florida Disaster Fund where people can donate. It's much better to donate financially rather than sending items. We've got a lot of items, and that resources, financial resources, can really help people get their unique needs met. We have everything we need in terms of supply, but if you go to floridadisasterfund.org or text disaster to 20222, you can provide some much appreciated assistance.
There you have it, the governor of the great state of Florida. They know how to do this natural disaster thing. They've had enough practice at it, obviously, but they're really, really good at it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At 131, I'm checking out the traffic cams right here. And at 515 eastbound at Eastern, you are bumper to bumper right now. I'm looking for an accident. I don't see one reported, but nonetheless, it's a slow drive into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl there on 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue. Also, those lane restrictions continue on Interstate 15 northbound. That's between Warm Springs and Hacienda, part of the Tropicana Interchange Project, which continues until the middle of February. And ditto on the south side. Yeah, that construction between Flamingo and Tropicana is also causing some slow flows.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Major League Baseball, the Dodgers hosting the Colorado Rockies in a six-game series. It'll close out the regular season. It's a series that'll wrap up on Wednesday. The Dodgers have won five of their last seven, beating San Diego 5-2 Thursday. Clayton Kershaw gets the start tonight for L.A., while the Rockies will counter with Chad Kuhl. NFL, the Raiders will be hosting the Denver Broncos on Sunday, looking for their first win of the season at 0-3. They've won the last four meetings against the Broncos and have a defense with Chandler Jones. The former Arizona Cardinal has 16.5 sacks in his career against Russell Wilson. Wide receiver Davante Adams has a touchdown catch in each of the first three games, but had just five receptions in the last two. Las Vegas kicker Daniel Carson has been hot. He has made 31 straight field goals. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Steve Sisolak's tenure as governor is riddled with corruption. Sisolak allowed a COVID testing company tied to one of his campaign donors to skip the waiting line for a license, and the Sisolak administration strongly supported local officials hiring his out-of-state friends. Tragically, the test had a 96% failure rate. Healthcare experts were ignored by public officials, and the results were, quote, absolute mayhem and catastrophic. When lives were on the line, Sisolak was silent. In fact, when a formal complaint was filed, it went unanswered for days. Finally, when it was answered, the state told the company they could continue providing fraudulent tests. It took a news investigation to expose this as one of the biggest scandals in Nevada history. Now, Sisolak is facing a federal investigation. Unthinkable corruption. Nevada can do better than Steve Sisolak. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We were talking with Jeremy Hughes from November Inc., a political consultancy, and Jeremy mentioned that a new ad was going to be going up on digital for April Becker. They handle the April Becker campaign. And I wanted you to hear this. This is powerful, powerful stuff with this creative that's been built for April Becker. Here it is, the first ever April Becker spot.
I was a single mom, and I worked as a waitress and bartender. I saved money, took college classes when I could, and at 39, I graduated law school. It was a struggle to get there, but it was worth it because now I'm able to help people who are struggling just like I was. I'm running for Congress because our representatives don't understand us. They're completely disconnected from our reality. I'm April Becker. I approve this message because in Congress, I'll never forget where I came from.
April Becker is an incredible candidate. She's got a very tough race in CD3, but I'm going to tell you something. Creative like that with a good candidate like April Becker, you know, we can talk about, you know, the big red wave and if we're going to see the big red wave or not see the big red wave. I'm just telling you, she is a superior candidate. One of the things that we criticized the Republican establishment over the last two or three years, well, certainly since 2020, the party didn't do a good job of vetting candidates. There were candidates that were afraid to try and go out and raise money. They didn't know how to articulate the talking points. They couldn't stay on message. They didn't like campaigning. All kinds of things like that. They have totally turned it around this time around. We've got candidates in all of the congressional races, folks that have compelling personal stories, like April Becker's, and really, really good stuff. I mean, really, really good stuff. By the way, I don't know if you caught this last night. We've been talking about the messaging for the Republican Party, and that if we stay on message, you know, it's about Biden inflation, it's about the high price of gasoline, it's about open borders, it's about schools that are horrible, that we will be just fine. We will be absolutely fine. On the other hand, you've got the Democrats who've been playing the abortion card. Let's go to cut four. This is Sean Hannity from last night's show on Fox News Channel saying that the Dems really, they have nothing to run on in the midterms.
Democrats, we know they can't run on their record. They can't run on the economy. What, a 41-year high of inflation? They can't run on border security. We now set a record, 2 million, and we have one quarter left in the year. This will be the biggest year for illegal immigration in the country's history. They can't run on foreign policy. They can't run on their record on crime, you know, defund, dismantle, no bail laws. They can't run on their student loan free handout record. They can't run on their record on anything. Price of gas, they can't run on that either. Anyway, so I will ask you again tonight, because in 42 days now, are you better off now than before Joe Biden took office as your president? Are you better off under the surging inflation, the sinking 401ks? Are you better off with these higher gas prices? Are you better off paying higher prices for everything you buy at every store you go to? Are you better off with open borders? Are you better off with opioids and fentanyl pouring into this country, human traffickers fueling crime and chaos all across this great land of ours? Are you better off under the growing threat of nuclear war? Are you better off under Biden's weak diplomacy? Can you name a single thing that Joe Biden has done to make your life better? Has he done anything to improve the country? Just one thing? Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer? You know, they can't go one day without baffling blunders and bizarre word salads and embarrassing the entire country. They can't go a day without baselessly slandering, smearing Republicans, conservatives, and demonizing conservatives. They can't go one day without surrendering their agenda to their far-left climate alarmist religious cult base. They run the party. They're hell-bent on destroying our way of life and destroying capitalism. In 40 short days, 40 days, not 42, you get the final say. You get to send the message. This is your opportunity to get this country back on track. These far-left socialist disasters are not the direction that we need for this country. Instead, we should want an agenda centered around law and order and safety and security so you can pursue happiness, border laws, national sovereignty, say, you know, all of these things we talk about every day. We have to control our borders. We need background checks. We need health checks during a pandemic. Make sure people will be able to take care of themselves financially, won't be a burden on the American people. How about fixing the disaster of our educational system? Offer choice to parents and education. How about less government taxation, less government bureaucracy? Not only go back to the Trump policies of American energy independence, how about American energy dominance and so much more?
Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel, I thought that was absolutely brilliant. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. Don't wait till after lunch. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Sage Digital. Sage is a local web design and website management company with offices in Henderson near the 215. It's simple. Alex and his brilliant creative team at Sage are the best. Is your current website company not meeting your expectations? Is your website stagnant? Are you waiting days for a return call? Are you getting no traffic and disappointing sales? Whether you need support on your existing website or need to redesign it or build it from scratch, Alex and his team have your solution. Ask for the war discount and save 15% on day one. Sage saved my bacon. They quickly understood the issues I was having and implemented creative solutions. Now Sage manages my site. They do what they say they're going to do. They answer phones and emails promptly. They understand any issue you may have with your website. They've seen it all and can quickly fix any problem. Call Sage Digital at 702-268-9000. That's 268-9000. Remember to ask for the war discount and save 15% on day one. Or find them online at sage.agency.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining
Wine Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an Opportunity Pack.
Hey, how you doing? It's Timor, a.k.a. Mr. Pink. Right now, I'm at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, the Ram Truck Headquarters. I got something for you. You ready? Listen up. $10,000 off on select Ram 1500s. On select Ram 1500s, I got 0% for 72. And if that's not enough, I don't know what is, all right? But I got 300 pre-owned vehicles, too. 5050 West Sahara, right there on Sahara and Decatur, all right? Who sent you? Timor, Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What's going to be on the ballot? 39 days from now. That's 39 days to Election Day, 22 days to the start of early voting, and my understanding is that mail-in ballots are going to start going out probably in the next week or so, first week of October, somewhere in there. And what's going to be on the ballot? Well, we know that Biden inflation has hit us all, whether it's at the grocery store, wherever it might be. The price of a gallon of gasoline has gone way up. And nowhere is this being felt more than in the automobile market. Gentleman Jim Dallas is always looking for that next automobile in his life. And you've been tracking this, and it's getting expensive out there, isn't it?
It is indeed. And before the inventory shortage, which, of course, COVID, you know, it played havoc for just about everybody across the world. And when you're getting chips from Taiwan or whatever, there were a lot of disruptions, and that really changed the used car market. And I've really noticed this, as you noted, I'm always looking for a new, more exciting car, even though I love my Genesis right now. But traditionally, people who buy used cars, they know that once you drive a new car off the lot, I mean, you can just lop off 20% of that price that you just paid for it just by driving off the lot. But what we've seen here is with the lack of inventory of used cars, in 2019, pre-COVID, $17,500 was the median sales price of a used vehicle, Kevin. And today, it's $24,000. That's a 37% jump in used car prices. And, of course, that is just today. And who knows, if they produce more electric and you don't want an electric vehicle, there's going to be fewer used vehicles out there that are powered by standard petrol fuel. And that's where we are right now. So it's a real kind of a funky time is what I'm noticing in the prices of used cars, because they are up nearly 40% just from just a couple of years ago.
And Jim, am I right on this, that this is only going to get worse as we get closer to 2035 and phasing totally out of fossil fuel generated automobiles? I mean, I would think that these prices are going to go way, way up before they come down.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering. I mean, pretty soon we are going to be like Cuba, and people are going to be hanging on to their 2009, CTS Cadillac, and in the year 2035. You're going, hey, you got a 25-year-old car. Well, yeah, I have to, because I don't want to buy an electric vehicle. Yeah, so it's going to make it much more tougher. So, yeah, it's hopefully in a couple of years we'll get through all these disruptions, and maybe by 2024, maybe 2025, maybe the used car market will be better. But right now, the prices are through the roof, unfortunately.
Gosh. And by the way, it used to be that if you were priced out of the new car market, well, you could always get a used car. But now getting a used car is as expensive as getting a new car.
Yeah, a 10-year-old, the median pricing, put this in perspective, the median pricing for a 10-year-old car is up 108%. A 10-year-old car.
Yeah.
That's why $10,000 used cars don't exist anymore. Those $10,000 cars are now $15,000. The $15,000 are now $20,000. So that's what we're seeing in the used car trend. Like I say, I'll keep my fingers crossed. Maybe with a new Congress and maybe with a new president in 2025, maybe things will change.
I can only hope so. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Coming up, Daniel Hugh will join us. Daniel Dew is a legal policy director for the Pacific Legal Foundation. They are the ones that are challenging the Biden plan to, and this is worth $420 billion, the student loan debt, okay? And what they're doing is they're going to challenge the constitutionality of this whole case. They found themselves a willing plaintiff, and they're going forward with this litigation. And I'm going to tell you something. I think they're going to win. Because this is another example of the Biden administration saying, well, let's just do something. It may be unconstitutional, but before the Supreme Court can hear the case, we'll be long gone. And we'll get our policy in place. That's what I think is going to happen. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday.